have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. Carol Schuler is with us this morning. And this time of the year, that must mean that the Cass County Relay for Life is right around the corner.
Great weather for a Relay for Life.
Boy, don't you wish you were doing it this morning?
Well, just have the same weather tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Partly cloudy. Chance of a few isolated showers and thunderstorms. But they said that every day this week. And what have we had?
Every day, not a thing.
86.
Very good.
Perfect. For a high. So that's not too bad. That should be fairly comfortable weather by the time we get to the evening hours when you have
Sounds
the relay
perfect.
Tomorrow night. 6 o'clock, right?
6 o'clock is the Survivor Lap kicks off.
Okay, that's when we get started. Now, lots has been going on. We talked with Gary Lynch the other day about the tractor ride that goes on. I mean, how different is it now than it used to be when people used to run around pretty much only raising money with pledge sheets for laps walked and things like that? You got everybody getting in on the act now trying to raise money.
Absolutely. Every team, every individual goes out and they do things all year long. Everything from a tractor ride, windbags, have a motorcycle ride tomorrow. But people do bake sales. They continually have garage sales. Anything to raise a dollar here or a dollar there to go to the American Cancer Society.
Different civic groups will work on different projects to help raise funds. Churches take up special collections. There are so many different ways that people are raising money for Relay for Life that almost everybody has an opportunity to donate.
That's right. Lewis Life Preservers sells cotton candy at different events. And so every individual, kids sell lemonade stands on the corner. I mean, it's amazing what people can come up with to raise funds.
Did you imagine all this when you started?
Not a bit.
People's creativity really gets going when they get behind a cause.
That's right.
Very good. Well, we want to talk a little bit about some of the things that will be coming up tomorrow night. Now, first of all, I know last night you had bank night.
That's
correct?
Right.
And that went okay?
That went beautifully. We had most of the teams bring in funds that were raised. Certainly, we take funds up till, well, even after Relay for that matter. So don't be afraid if you want to make a donation to come ahead and bring your money in.
I know you've had people just kind of pop in on Relay night and say, you know, I've got other things to do, whatever. I've got other plans scheduled, but here's $100 or here's this or here's whatever because they want to donate to the cause.
Right. And there's a registration tent there that you can make your donations. You can purchase shirts. You know, just we're there. The entire community is invited to this event. You're welcome to walk up, sit in the bleachers, watch the entertainment, walk a lap or two, whatever you want to do. Come on down and join the teams and look in the education tents. It's just a community celebration.
Yeah, a lot of folks spend a lot of time getting things organized for the evening. So, with that said, what's all going on then tomorrow night? You got so much happening.
Great. At 4:30, though, I do want to make sure survivors know you don't have to register. You just come on out. Check in at the Atlantic High School, and they will be given a survivor's meal. Hy-Vee provides a free meal for them and a caregiver. So come on out, take a seat in the air conditioning if it's a little warm, and that will accumulate to the 6 p.m. Walk then. So if you're able to walk the track and you're a survivor, we'd love to have you. We do have wheelchairs available if you need it. After that, food. Just want you to know that whether you're a team member or a participant in any way, come on out and have a sandwich. Qantas is going to be there to sell sandwiches. Lewis Life Preservers are there with their cotton candy. And Troublesome Creek Barbecue will be there with some delicious food. That Survivor's Lap at 6 o'clock, we want as many people to come out and just applaud them. That's what Relay is all about, is another year of being a survivor and enjoying the life that we have been given. There's silent auctions of angel food cakes in the education tent. Our education tent is another area. Kate Olson's in charge of that, and each year she brings in new vendors, and they give away free prizes and sign up for free door prizes. Sheltered Reality, I don't know if you've heard much about them. They are a great group. They play the drums. They play rhythm music. They get everybody kicked in, ready to go. And this year, some of our local folks are also a part of Sheltered Reality. Hy-Vee does the food. YMCA does the bounce house. They donate that so the kids can come out. It's a family event. Bring your families, bring your kids. Come out and enjoy the evening and stop at the survivors' campsite. Right off the track, the survivors will make that lap and then sit down, hopefully enjoy the great weather. We are there rain or shine, though. Fisher Photography will take pictures at 7 o'clock. Teams are welcome to walk over and have their picture taken. Sue donates all her time. She donates all the production that it takes, and then all the pictures are given back to the teams. We have a scavenger hunt at the education tent at 7. Zumba with Allison Knox Westmeyer, Villa Dance, and then, of course, our Luminary Ceremony. Anyone can purchase a luminary in honor or memory of someone they love.
And they can do that right up about until the time.
Just about. We try to cut it off about 7:45, 7:45, somewhere in there, so that we can get those luminaries out on the track.
So if someone still wants to do that, how would they go about that?
They would either call Christy Libby, myself, Carol Schuler. We'll get you a form. We can take it over the phone, but at that night at Relay, walk on up to that registration tent, and those luminary forms will be right there.
We have a few here, and yes. Are there other locations?
Yes, I'll have them at the front desk at the hospital where the information desk is. And if you would like some luminary forms at your place of business, I would be glad to drop some off.
Very good. I know it seems late, but it's never too late to take care of those kinds of things.
No, it's not.
No, very good. It takes a lot of volunteers to put this together. I know you have a large and very active group of folks who tend to come back year after year.
I think they come back because they've all got something in their heart for Relay. They've got that little special thing that they need and that promise that each of these folks, tomorrow will be a better day.
Well, you don't have to explain cancer.
No, you don't.
Most folks, unfortunately, understand it. A lot of us very well, because it's hard to find anybody who hasn't been touched some way in their life by cancer.
That's right.
And you see it in your business all the time. And what's always been amazing to me is the attitude that folks take. Because after, when you have the diagnosis and you go through the initial things that we as humans go through mentally when you have a diagnosis like that, once you get started with, all right, now here's what we have to do, and you plot the course. It's amazing how attitudes sometimes really perk up. You know, you'd think that it would be difficult to go through and it would just kind of beat you down, but so many people don't let it.
They don't. They have an inner strength, I think, that comes out, because anytime you have a disease like that, it could beat you down, and instead it brings up that inner strength and that positive attitude that you need to make each new day count.
And sometimes they have a better attitude then than they had the rest of their lives, because we take things for granted.
That's right. I think we appreciate each little minute we have more, and each good minute. Like the weather today, I think you go out and you enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very nice. If you get a chance to get out this morning, do it. You know, the boss won't care too much if you're late for work, right?
That's right.
Now, it's hard to name all the corporate sponsors. Now, that doesn't go to my employees, by the way. It's hard to mention all the corporate sponsors. You have so many, but that's just another indication of how well this is supported.
This is a total community support. We have over 40 corporate sponsors. We have people that do monetary as well as in-kind support. And there's just no way to name them all. I'd probably miss somebody anyway. So great big thank you to the corporate sponsors. And they make Relay happen. This way, your donation go to the American Cancer Society to find, I hope, a cure for cancer.
Absolutely. Very good. Anything else we missed? Anybody else we need to pat on the back here for all their good hard work?
I think everybody just knows that this is a great way to raise funds and to compliment people and say congratulations to those survivors and memorialize anybody that possibly isn't here this year so that we can say we miss you.
Do you have a goal set?
We don't have a goal set. We always figure what we bring in is what we bring in, and this community has always been wonderfully supportive.
Yeah.
We just hope everybody, kids, adults, everybody comes out tomorrow night, Friday, June 24th at the Atlantic High School track. Come and enjoy the evening. It's a great place to be.
And just, I think they already know all this stuff, but just for peace of mind's sake, the money that's raised that evening goes largely to the effort.
It does. Totally the American Cancer Society.
Very good. And that's all toward cancer research. And hopefully we start finding some causes. We don't have to do this anymore.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome.
Carol, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Jim.
And thanks so much for all that you do. I know you've got a group of volunteers that work real hard, but you've been at this since day one. How many years?
18 years.
Yeah.
me 18 young.
it's been a few years now. We appreciate all the hard work you do to make this happen and happen so smoothly year after year. I know it doesn't happen smoothly behind the scenes, but to the rest of us, it looks that way.
So, good. I'm glad it does.
Yeah, very good. All right. Thanks so much. Want to turn things back over this morning to Kendall Warren.